Well, friends, the great Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Corinth on the subject of true spiritual discernment. He said we need to be taught it by the Spirit of God and not by human wisdom and thinking. There's a huge difference between being spiritual and being taught by the Spirit of God. In fact, Paul says that the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they're folly to him. He doesn't approve of them, he rejects them. That's in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. You see, a person may be spiritual and yet be unchristlike and ungodly at the same time. A man may be able to meditate with his mind, dwelling on things that are spiritual and not material, yet not know Jesus Christ as his Saviour. Now, all human beings are created spiritual beings, but our natural understanding of reality is derived from human thoughts, human beliefs, and human ideologies. Not by God. When George Harrison, of the music group The Beatles, when he died, it was said of him that he died as he lived, conscious of God, fearless of death, and at peace. That's what's written in the press about him. He was indeed a spiritual man, but he got his spirituality from the philosophy and the understanding of Hare Krishna and his beliefs. You see, there are thousands of different ideas about life and reality. However, true spirituality, of which the scriptures, the Bible teach, is from our Creator, from God, from his own revelation of himself, what he tells us about himself in the creation and in his word. Paul said about his understanding of reality, he said, I did not receive it from any man. Nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. That's in Galatians chapter 1. And therefore he could say, we've got the mind of Christ in verse 16 of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And Paul says, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit. So it's quite clear. Now, there's three points I want to make about that we need to think about. Because a person believes in God, that does not necessarily mean that person's a Christian. Very few people actually don't believe in God. The important question to ask someone who believes in God is, what kind of God are you talking about? Is he the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father who sent his Son to die for the sins of the world? You see, most people today have their own idea of what God is. They take bits of this theology and that theology and whatever from this philosopher and that philosopher. And their view of what God is like is not formed by the whole teaching of Scripture. Here, Krishna's view of God is very different from what Scripture teaches us about God. Richard Dawkins' view of God is very different from what the Bible teaches about God. The truth is that very few people today have studied for themselves Holy Scripture in total. They can pick a verse here and there and use a paragraph here and there, but in total, taking everything together, very few have studied about what God is like. God says about himself, I am the Lord, there is no other, there is no God besides me. And when you read the scriptures, you find that's true. There is no other God like our God, the God of the Bible. No God is as just as the God of the Bible. No God is as merciful as the God of the Bible. No God is as kind to wicked people as the God of the Bible is. So, The second thing I want to say about it is, it's not just that if a person says he believes in God, that he's not necessarily a Christian, but a person may say he prays, and let me praise to God. That does not necessarily make him a Christian either. You see, almost everyone at some point in their lives pray. The important question is, who do they pray to? And what do they pray for? We hear of many people who say they pray about things. But for many people, prayer is a blind cry in the dark. Some people equate prayer with meditation, but it's completely different. Many non-Christians can pray for hours in meditation. Patrick Duffy, who some of you may remember, he was the actor of Billy in the once famous TV soap series called Dallas. He got up at 4 a.m. every day to pray. He prayed to the Buddha. He may still do so. People find meditation relaxing and therapeutic. And no problem, of course it is therapeutic and relaxing. But the question is, what are we meditating on? Many Eastern religions encourage philosophies encourage emptying our minds when we meditate. And that's the exact opposite of Christian meditation, in which we are to fill our minds, not empty them, fill them with godly thoughts and truths from Scripture. The psalmist meditated on God's law, which was referring to the Bible, of course, as well, day and night. And in Psalm 119, the psalmist says, "If your law had not been my delight, I'd have perished. It supported me, it strengthened me, its truthfulness helped me." The Apostle Peter says, "We have to arm ourselves with the same way of thinking as Jesus Christ did." And the third point I want us to remember is that because a person has principles and teachings that accord and agree with the Bible, does not necessarily mean they are a Christian. The Bible is a book full of wisdom, and many people can see its logic and common sense and sagacity. Biblical truth has stood the test of time, tried by a wide range of cultures over a long period of time. There are instructions in the Bible for running homes, families, schools, businesses, the army, military. And I have actually wondered about some businessmen that I have met and dealt business with because of their very high standard of integrity. I've been very impressed. And then I would ask them, "Are you a Christian?" And some of them actually were insulted and offended. They had no time for Christianity, but they were still honest. And you can meet that still today, people who are very honest and they're not Christians. So then what is it that really distinguishes a Christian from others in this matter of spirituality? Well, one thing is they're conscious of the evil of sin. That is, sin defined by the Bible, not the government's view of what's wrong and what's right, but what the Bible says is evil and wrong and sinful. The name of Jesus defines his own teaching. "He shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Jesus' best friend on earth, John, said about Jesus that he's the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. John 1, verse 29. True spirituality sees sin as the big enemy in life. In regard to prayer, person who has true spirituality prays to be conformed to the image of God's Son. We pray to be like Christ. If you pray to be like Christ, that's good. God's Spirit has taught you. And the second thing we'd like to say about true spirituality is that it sees the only answer to sin is Christ's sacrifice of himself on the cross. Only by the Spirit of God can anyone come to believe the cross, what was done at the cross. Christ dying in an atonement for sinners. The gospel is not foolishness to Christians. The gospel is wisdom, and it's the love of God to sinners. Speaking of Christ crucified, Paul said that these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. That's real spirituality. To believe that Christ died for our sins and covered sin and paid the price of it. Paul said these things as God revealed to us through the Spirit. Only by God's Spirit can we see the evil nature of sin and the real nature and essence of love. He said, we impart this gospel in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit. Someone who gives himself, his total self, his all, for another person, never mind for a vile sinner, that person's true love. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Non-Christians are not able to understand these truths. Only those with the Spirit of God within them can understand it. Only those who know the Lord, Jesus Christ, can understand true spiritual things. If we submit to the Lordship of Christ, we're of true spirituality. Well, may God bless these thoughts to us.